Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The most important aspect of a learning environment is not really the education itself, but the safety of students who are supposed to be learning. Some may disagree with that premise, but without a safe environment, all the other efforts to educate the students mean very little. If an attack is made on a student or students, the immediate issue is not what they're learning or how much they're learning. With school shootings and knife attacks occurring at a rate no one likes to think about, the issue of campus security has got to be the primary focus. Many things have been tried. Here in Clark County, the school district has been using random searches to make schools safer. So, has it worked? Since January, the Clark County School District's new K-9 unit sniffed out one gun on school grounds, and that was at Clark High School. Random searches using wand-type metal detectors yielded zero guns or knives. Now, 23 handguns and 34 BB guns were confiscated on campuses during the past school year, but not one of these revelations and confiscations was due to a random search. The guns and knives found were the result of tips to school officials or some form of observation. The random search technique yielded one gun during the entire school year. One gun. Is this really the most efficient and cost-effective way to make our public schools safer? It's highly doubtful. So what can be done? If searches are going to be considered as a means to rout out guns, knives, and other dangerous weapons, the searches are going to have to be part of every school's effort to check out all students and other persons entering the school buildings. Yes, that means all students and others entering through a metal detector every day and throughout the day. Expensive? Yes. But again, we're talking about the safety of the students, teachers, and administrative staff. That also means that every school must have either one or two points of entry. Those points of entry must have metal detectors and operators who represent some form of law enforcement. For those schools recently built, they may already meet this requirement. For those schools built years ago, that would mean a very high fence that would create a safety perimeter around the school. Now, to those who would contend that metal detectors and fencing that surrounded the school in order to create a safety perimeter reeks of a prison environment, it must be asked, what proposals do you have to ensure the safety of our children in public school environments? No one wants our students to feel as if they're in a prison. That's far from the point. But we not only want our students to feel as if they're in a safe environment, but we want them to truly be safe. The Clark County School District has tried random searches, figuring that would reveal any weapons being brought onto campuses. The answer is that the random search project has been an abysmal failure. It's been a waste of money and does nothing to make our students safer. There are things that could be used in making campuses safer. Two of the things that have been presented here, mandatory metal detectors for all who enter the schools and a safety perimeter for all schools. Perhaps there are other solutions, but with the new school year approaching, the school district has got to come up with effective answers fast. We can't wait for a tragedy to occur and then seek out answers. When it comes to students in a public school environment, the concept should be safety first and foremost. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.